All right, now we're descending into madness. Yeah, now we're descending into madness.
Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Crime Pot. My name is Jeff. I'm here with Trevor Lister.
Hi there.
And Sydney Bowman.
Hello.
All right, how are you guys doing? Let's pretend we didn't just record the last episode. Seconds before, just to it should all be released out of order. Just for a quick reminder, the show Crime Pop is where we take fictional crimes that happen and try to analyze them in their context in a true crime style. New crime every week, all different types of media that we can pull from. This week, Sydney Bowman's going to present a crime. She can take it away.
Okay, I'm so excited about this one, guys. This was not on my original list, but I came up with the idea in the shower, and those are when you have your best ideas. So I'm doing Plankton from SpongeBob.
Oh, nice. that's a good one.
Okay, so the plot, scrap all that. Scrap everything I just fucking said.
Okay, it's all gone.
Sheldon J. Plankton was born on the exact same day as Mr. Krabs. Did you guys know this?
No.
No.
Wow.
I did so much research on this, guys. So they later became best friends in school, and he and Mr. Krabs were considered the outcasts of the school. So they both decided when they were older they were going to become rich, and that would help hopefully make them more popular. They decided to start selling hamburger patties, and they set up a restaurant in their local dump. Kid you not. Mr. Krabs and Plankton decided that they needed to create their own recipe to make their burgers different from other hamburger restaurants. So they together invented the Plab Patty. Plab. P-L-A-B.
The Plankton Krab.
Okay. Yeah. So, it ended up being just about as disgusting as it sounds. So, they soon found themselves in a major controversy after the Plab Patty caused the death of an elderly man.
Whoa.
Yeah. This caused a falling out between the friendships, and the recipe was ripped. And Plankton only ended up with a small corner of the recipe. Mr. Krabs then accidentally created the famous Krabby Patty recipe by spilling an entire shelf of ingredients into a pot of meat. With the small corner of the recipe he has, his memory, and science, Plankton tries to recreate the burgers that they originally created. But the only thing he can come up with is what he calls the Chum Burgers, which are also as disgusting as they sound. the Chum Bucket is named after the only ingredient on that piece of paper from the original recipe that Plankton received, which just simply says a pinch of chum at the bottom. I know, disgusting.
Wait.
What is that?
Oh, no, it's like... I think it's like dead fish
like
parts.
Fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like ground dead fish.
But so he took what, first off, it is disgusting, but he took just like a small part and decided, all right, I'm going to make the entire burger out of this. I think it would be just as ridiculous if he made an entire burger out of salt.
That's the exact example I was thinking just now. Like, imagine if you only got salt and you had to make a salt burger.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I lost my spot.
Sorry.
So Plankton becomes completely obsessed with stealing the Krabby Patty recipe, as we know from countless episodes of SpongeBob. And, He is also obsessed with putting Mr. Krabs as well as the Krusty Krab out of business for good in selling his own Krabby Patty, quote unquote, and making all the profit for himself. So throughout the entirety of the show, or seasons, I guess, Plankton has tried to steal the recipe at least 34 different times in 34 different episodes, and that will probably continue as the show is still going on after 20 years of airing.
Nice.
And yeah, this has spanned it over 20 years of the show airing. so some of my personal favorite ways that Plankton has tried to steal the Krabby Patty secret recipe. So he enters SpongeBob's mind, which is like famous SpongeBob episode. Probably the one I remember most from my childhood. Have you guys, how much of SpongeBob did y'all watch as kids? Just curious.
Clearly not as much as you. I don't remember him going into SpongeBob's mind.
He had like the plug and he smashed it straight down into his brain. He had the two levers.
Yep.
No, I don't. When I watched it, like, I thought as much as any other kid who casually watched SpongeBob.
Yeah, I watched quite a bit for, I guess, several years. I don't know. But when they started getting, like, really new, you know, the graphics started getting really good, that's when I stopped watching.
Yeah, same.
Gotcha.
In another episode, Plankton plants robotic legs into a Krabby Patty. If you remember that one, Trevor. Or Jeff.
Of course.
No.
yeah, he like puts robotic legs into the bottom of a Krabby Patty and tries to walk into the store to steal the recipe. He also, which this must be a later episode because I don't remember this, but I watched way too many SpongeBob clips for this episode. He dates Mr. Krabs' mom to try to get the recipe. Like, she even goes he even goes as far as to propose to her so that he's now in their family so that he can get the recipe. he also turns himself into a ghost. I don't remember that, but apparently that happened.
He's dressed as a ghost, or like he dies and comes back as a vengeful spirit.
I couldn't find that clip, but I found it on
okay.
a list of ways that he tried to steal the Krabby Patty.
Hey, Sid, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked up, I guess, images of that episode where he dates Mr. Krabs' mom. I remember that one. Like,
yeah,
they have a whole shindig in the Krusty Krab.
Hold on. Let me find this.
Here's a picture. Like, there's a picture here of SpongeBob as a waiter serving them.
I do remember this episode.
There you
Whoa.
Go.
Whoa. That had been, like, purged from my memory.
Now look up the one where he's in SpongeBob's mind. Because I know you will remember that one.
Plankton in SpongeBob's head. the like inner sponge background does not look unfamiliar.
Okay.
I do remember seeing the two. I see the two levers now. That does look familiar. Is that where like he teaches him the power of friendship?
No. Different episode.
Okay, well, never mind.
Okay, and then finally, he asks nicely if he can have the Krabby Patty secret recipe. And I guess that didn't work either because he still doesn't have it.
That's a different approach.
I know. So despite trying to steal the recipe and the implications that could come with that, Plankton has committed many other crimes. Such as vandalism, disturbing the peace, attempted murder, and in almost every single episode he's in, breaking and entering. So now comparing these crimes to the real world, when we look at Plankton and him trying to steal the Krabby Patty secret recipe, This got me thinking, do recipes have legal protection? Well, it turns out that they kind of do. These are called trade secrets, which are formulas, practices, designs, or other secret information to which the public doesn't have access that allows a company to gain a competitive advantage over the rest of its industry. And this can be governed by both federal and state laws. So keeping a recipe secret, a trade secret, instead of patenting it, keeps it a secret because patents have to be released as public knowledge, which I didn't even know that.
Well, I wonder what the benefit is of going patent rather than keeping everything a trade secret.
I would think patents would be more for like, I don't know, products.
I guess things are going to be publicly shared anyways.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. With the patent, I think the point would be if anyone else is using that, you can openly, you know, defend yourself, defend the product. Like if like a mom and pop shop just happened to stumble into a formula used by another company, they couldn't really do anything about it. You know?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, and I kind of get into that in a second.
As far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
patents have to become public knowledge. This does not mean that you can't attempt to replicate a trade secret recipe. If someone was able to exactly replicate a recipe without first seeing the recipe and trying to make it their own, they would not be allowed to sell the food without the risk of still facing charges.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So I thought that was interesting. So there are several famous companies that have company trade secrets. This includes the Coca-Cola recipe, KFC's 11 Herbs and Spices, the McDonald's Secret Spice recipe, and the Krispy Kreme donut recipe.
Interesting. That last one was that one surprised me.
Yeah, me too. Apparently they're yeast donuts. I don't know. But they have a very specific formula for them.
Pinch of chum.
Yeah.
Of that list, the only one, actually, I thought of it when we were talking about this. So I believe Coca-Cola was is pretty similar to Mr. Krabs and Plankton in the sense that they have two halves of the formula. I think it sounds like a rumor that I heard forever ago. So like only two people at it. I think only two people at a time know it. Like they have to come together, something like that. Maybe I'm crazy.
Interesting.
Who knows? It would be interesting if it were real, but I don't know. Or if it was
the KFC recipe is in a vault. I don't remember, Louisville, Kentucky or something. I don't remember where it was. But when they moved it, they had to have like 12 armed guards or something, like traveling with it.
There was a great photo I saw once of like six different colonels, like people dressed as the colonel in front of the vault. That was a great.
Theft of a trade secret can actually result in a punishment of up to $250,000 worth of fines. And up to 10 years in prison, or both.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Right. So it's common for employers to require an NDA, or a confidentiality agreement from their employees who work with these secret recipes to avoid their secret recipes from getting out. You wouldn't want a competitor knowing these recipes, especially if they're not under trade secret law yet, or what's the word I'm looking for?
Protection.
Protection, yeah. Good job.
Big brain.
And we know that this is something that Mr. Krabs requires of his employees, because in multiple episodes we hear SpongeBob state that he promises he won't tell anyone the recipe, and he goes to extensive lengths not to tell anybody. So Plankton makes multiple attempts to try to get this information from SpongeBob with no luck, Which is lucky for SpongeBob because he could face extreme legal charges himself if he were to let any of these secrets out. Which he almost does at some points in some episodes, but
I don't know if I was surprised that the number was too high or too low when you said that it only he tried to rob it 34 times.
Mm-hmm.
Like I guess like in my memory he doesn't do it that frequently, but like I would, if you just told me to guess, I probably would have said 200. You know, there's is that, like I'm,
yeah,
that just seemed less than I would have thought.
Well, there's only like 248 episodes of SpongeBob is in its entirety, so I don't know what percentage that is, but not that huge. So we know that Plankton does end up spending a significant amount of time in jail. I'm not exactly sure how long for his crimes. There is a Bikini Bottom jail, if y'all don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. Patrick and SpongeBob go there when they steal a free balloon on Free Balloon Day.
Oh, yes.
That's right. And they're immediately let out because it's Free Balloon Day.
Oh god. Weird show.
So Plankton spends time in jail for his crimes, trying to steal the secret formula, and this is during season 6. And at the end of the episode, we hear SpongeBob say that he'll be in there for the next 22 years. So that far exceeds the, you know, 10 years that it would be in the real world, hypothetically.
That's very specific.
Yeah. and we already know he's been in there for a significant amount of time because earlier in the episode, you see him break out of his jail cell that he's been in for however long. But we can kind of conclude that maybe that this is what's the word I'm looking for?
Culmination.
Yeah, but I can't say it right now because of my voice. Oh. Give me another word.
Dippin' Dots.
Mm-hmm. We can conclude that this is a
amalgamation.
Combination. Sure. Okay. But we can conclude that this is a combination of all of his previous offenses.
Yeah, right. I'm sure some breaking and entering got tacked onto that.
Right. Some misdemeanors somewhere in there. This is probably a combination of all those previous offenses as well as him trying to steal the Krabby Patty secret formula, which he is never successful in, thankfully, and it's still safe and sound.
In the Krabby, the Krusty Krab. There you go. That was an interesting one. Again, Plankton's lucky he's in a cartoon because. God, because they 34 breaking and entering charges.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a significant sentencing.
Right. As well as the disturbing the peace and the vandalism and the attempted murder. That one's probably got some time on it.
I just wanted to go back to one of my favorite attempts of Plankton to steal the formula.
Yeah.
Which is when he made a Robo Krabs. And.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And SpongeBob had no idea. Like, what's the difference? And the exact thing that Plankton used to distract Mr. Krabs, a nice shiny penny, was the thing that was his downfall. Because there was. Because there was a slot for one penny, and it was the destruct button.
Self-destruct button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just insert one penny. Which I guess is safer than just having a button, right? Because at least that you need a penny. and I don't always carry bennies around on me, you know?
Plankton had also at one point enslaves the entirety of Bikini Bottom as well as King Neptune.
This is true.
Which I don't know what law that breaks, but I'm sure it breaks several.
World domination.
And yeah, and his defense was just running home.
That's what it always is.
Yeah. Running across the street.
Curse you, Mr. Krabs. You mentioning that, like, I thought about that a second ago, but you mentioning that and mentioning Neptune just made me realize that they live under a monarchy because he's King Neptune. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
Shout out.
Yeah. What's funny, Sid?
Oh, I was going to say that sometimes it's funny that the Chum Bucket is right across the road from the Krusty Krab, and sometimes he has to run like hills and hills and hills away to get to it.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah, and sometimes he has no fingers, weird. And sometimes he has five.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Gotta love cartoons.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Crime Pop. I've been Jeff, here with Trevor and Sydney. I'm doing this all out of order now. It's all gone off the rails. The madness has taken over me. Please, if you enjoyed the episode, tell a friend, download and listen to the episode, of course. Go back to the old ones if you're starting new. They're all about as good as this one. So, you know, if you like this, then you're probably set. Leave a 5-star rating on iTunes. Leave a review, by all means. Any comments you have, we'd love to see them.
Tell a friend. Download the podcast.
Download the episode. Hopefully at this point we'll have a Twitter account. Follow us on Twitter if you want updates of the show. And we will see you guys next time. Bye, everybody.
See ya.
Bye.
Sydney, did you say bye?
I didn't pick it up.
Bye.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Sorry.